النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was the divinely appointed trustee. He was the divinely appointed rightful successor, and he was the divinely appointed Khalifatullah for the Muslims. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the only representative at the forefront of the opposition to the rule of the corrupt Abbasid caliphs. He was one of the prominent leaders of the Muslim Ummah who struggled against tyranny and oppression. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam took a brave and unwavering position against the tyrannical kings of his age. He did not associate with any of them. Rather, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam preferred to stay away from these tyrannical kings. And therefore, these kings held grudges and an enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they inflicted him with severity and violence, ultimately leading to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jamaatul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, peace and blessings upon him. Now, we find that as the Imams continue forward, of course, starting from Imam Ali alayhi salam onwards, we find that the jurisprudential aspect was quite important. Now, of course, Islam is a religion which encompasses all the various different aspects of human life. And so when it does so, it must have rulings, commandments, ordinances for these various aspects of a human being's life. Now, when talking about these various aspects, of course, one of these aspects is this moral and ethical aspect, a spiritual aspect, a physical aspect, and of course there is this jurisprudential aspect as well. As many of you know, in the jurisprudential aspect, the different ordinances and laws, commandments, and impermissibilities are categorized into five different categories. One is something that is wajib, it is obligatory. One that it is haram, it is prohibited. One is makruh, meaning it is disliked. It is, and then you have mustahab, which is something that is preferable. And finally, you have this fifth category, which is neutral, and it is mubah. So this is the jurisprudential aspect. Now, as the Imams went on forward, we find that Imam Baqir alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they really emphasized these aspects. Of course, as the time and the era moved forward, there was more need for explanation in these jurisprudential aspects. Now, one of the things that in the era of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam seemed to be something that was of debate and was the topic that was spoken quite a bit about was this idea that if somebody passes in front of another while they are offering their prayers, their namaz, their salah, then that prayer is invalidated. It becomes batil. So here we find that Abu Sulaiman has this conversation with Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, and Abu Sulaiman precisely asks this question regarding this subject. And he asks Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam that if somebody is praying the salah, they're praying the namaz, and somebody passes right in front of them, then their prayer becomes invalidated. It is interesting, I believe that in the jurisprudential laws of the Ahlul Sunnah brothers, that the prayer is, according to some of their schools of thought, the prayer is invalidated if somebody passes right in front of them. And so you'll kind of see them putting a chair or a barrier or something in front of them and people who are walking. Here, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he clears up the air and he says, no, prayer is not so simply invalidated. It is accepted from its keeper. So even if somebody passes right in front of you, that will not invalidate the prayers. It will not make them batil. An interesting conversation between Abu Sulaiman and Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, in which we see and we kind of understand some of the questions of that era. And of course, we realize the knowledge which is divinely given to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam on behalf of the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.